Explosions reverberated through Baghdad this evening after U.S.-led coalition forces launched a military operation there. Joining us here in Studio 3A is NPR's Eric Westervelt. Good to have you, as always.
Good afternoon.
You've talked to some people at the Pentagon about what's happening this evening in Baghdad. What can you tell us?
Well, that's right, Neil. We've confirmed from the Pentagon that the blasts were part of a U.S. military operation. Elements of the 1st Armored Division, which is based in Baghdad, is conducting a specific attack on a specific facility in the southern part of the city that the Pentagon says is, quote, a known meeting, planning, storage, and rendezvous point for guerrillas. Essentially, elements of the 1st Armored Division are taking this facility out. We're not clear what kind of facility it is. Is it a warehouse? Is it an apartment area? Is it an industrial space? But clearly, they had some intelligence in the 1st Armored Division using whatever they want to, which is includes Abrams tanks, Bradley fighting vehicles, dismounted infantry, are going after this site.
People reported some large explosions. Is it possible that aircraft strikes may have been involved here?
It's possible. Remember, Neil, earlier in the week, the U.S. used fighter jets to bomb targets around Fallujah and Tikrit, really the first use of attack assets since May 1st, when the president declared an end to major combat operations. It's not clear that attack aviation was used in this case, but the man who's in charge of U.S. ground forces, Lieutenant General Cardo Sanchez, has said just yesterday that they will, you know, spare no tools in the fight against these insurgents, clearly indicating that they were about to kick it up a notch in terms of their aggressiveness in the counterinsurgency fight.
He also said, we're at war, which I think is the first time we've heard that from a high-ranking military official since the end of major combat operations in Iraq. The effort in Fallujah was widely reported as a show of force, meant to remind people in that very obstreperous area, rebellious area, of just what they're up against. This, in Baghdad, seems we know little yet. All we know is this about the target is that it's a facility.
That's right. They said a specific facility that they had intelligence was a gathering place and a storage place for insurgents. And there, a source I talked to said, we're going to take this out. It's essentially the 1st Armored Division is going to destroy it and, as the Pentagon said, deny its use in the future for any guerrillas.
So this would appear to be part of a conscious strategy to ratchet up use of military force by the coalition.
That's right. The general said recently, Sanchez, we're going to use all combat power available to us. And clearly, I think this is a ratcheting up somewhat of the counterinsurgency fight. But you got to remember these more aggressive tactics. It's a fine line they're walking because they could also start to alienate the Iraqi public, and especially if civilians are injured or killed. So while there's pressure to be more aggressive in going after these insurgents, they also have to be careful not to alienate Iraqis even more.
Eric Westervelt, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Stay tuned to NPR News and this public radio station throughout the day for further details on this operation, and we'll bring you up to date, certainly as best we can, later today on All Things Considered. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.